This is the last step, step 7 of the 7 steps to selling a house in 7 days. And in the 7th and last step, it's all about closing the deal. The deal is not closed until it's closed, or you won't make money until the deal is closed. And, you know, what you need to do in order to ensure that the deal closes is, number one, you need to ensure you collect a big earnest deposit, or as big of an earnest deposit as you can. If you can get them to deposit 1%, 2%, even 5% of the purchase price, and that will be ideal. Your buyer has to have skin in the game in order for you to be assured that he or she will close the deal. Then, of course, when you close the deal with the buyer, you need to get them to sign on the purchase contract or in the sales agreement. And the earnest deposit, you know, in the Philippines, it's sometimes called the reservation fee. That should be non-refundable. Okay? Now, my favorite closing technique is what I call the assumed close technique. You know, you just assume basically that the buyer is okay with the terms and conditions of the closing, and you don't ask for permission. You just assume that he or she is okay with it. So basically, what you do is you have the sales agreement on hand when you show the property, and you just say that, you know, hey, so you like the property, right? And then, you know, you sort of move your head up and down. And what happens is that the buyer will tend to move his head up and down as well, you know. So sort of mimicking you, all right? So you just want them to say yes. And if he says yes, you know, he's okay with, you know, he likes the property, then you say, here's the contract. The earnest deposit is whatever, you know, 50,000 pesos. And the closing is in 2 weeks. You're okay with that, right? Then you just, you know, again, move your head up and down. So you just assume that everything's okay, you know, and then have the seller sign right there in the spot, okay? Don't ask for permission. Just assume that he or she is okay with the terms and conditions of the sales contract, okay? And then maybe you're asking, what if Trace encounters some objections? Well, you know, it's not necessarily bad, you know. You can turn around an objection and make that into another reason why they should buy the house, okay? Because if you have pre-screened them, and if, you know, once they saw the house, or once they see the house and they like what they see, right? And especially if they know they have a lot of other potential buyers competing with them for this house, then chances are they will say yes. But if they say, you know, if they have some objections or some issues with the house or with the terms, then this is what you need to do. Number one, do not deny the objection, okay? Do not be defensive and say, oh, that's not true, okay? For example, if, let's say, the seller says, oh, you know what? I mean, the buyer says, you know what? We love the house except that, you know, one of the bedrooms is too small. Then you say, oh, I agree with you. It is kind of small, isn't it? Okay. Well, you know, then instead of defending that and saying, no, that's not small, you know, I can put a bedroom there. Okay. Don't do that. Don't be defensive, you know. Really listen to the objection. Okay. And then say that, you know, acknowledge the objection and say, look, you like the house, right? And what if you just put an office there, okay? You know, can you imagine putting your computer there and a desk and so on? And, you know, the nice thing about that room is that it's away from the other rooms. You know, so you turn a negative into a positive. So think of the positive for that room and try and turn it around and say, you know, it's away from the other rooms. And by the way, you know, you can turn that into an office. You know, you will like that, right? Then again, you raise your head up and down, you know, just so that they will raise their head up and down too. They will tend to agree with you, okay? So, believe me, that is a very, very powerful technique, okay? You know, and then if they have objections, then what you do is you make them say yes, you know. You make them say yes to the little things, all right? And then sometimes if it's really an objection that is really a deal breaker, then so be it, okay? You're not there to force anyone to buy the house from you, okay? If it's a true deal breaker, then, you know, you move on, okay? But you try to salvage the deal as much as you can by turning a negative into a positive and by making them, you know, to agree. One other way to offset an objection, so to speak, is to ask them the question, look, so far you love the house, right? And then you move your head up and down, and then they say, yes, I love the house. So far you agreed that this is worth, you know, whatever, $3 million, right? Because the neighboring houses are worth a little bit over than $3 million, correct? So you agree this is a good deal, right? Yes. But then I heard, you know, based on what you told me, that you cannot afford the, you know, you cannot get a bank loan. Is that correct? Yes, that's correct. That's a problem that I have. But I do have 20% down and I can afford the monthly payment. Then you turn around and say, look, if I can turn this, you know, if you can pay a little bit more in terms of the monthly payment, okay, then I can provide you in-house financing. Will that be okay? Then, you know, then again, you move your head up and down. And then maybe he or she will say, well, how much will a little bit more? Well, 10% more. So instead of paying 20,000, you pay 22,000. Will that be a problem? And then maybe he or she will say, no, that's not a problem. That's okay. So you see, you know, if you encounter an objection like that in which, you know, maybe the buyer cannot get a bank loan, then you turn it around and convert it into a rent-to-own situation. Okay, so that's an example of being creative, being a little bit creative and trying to work with the buyer's objection or the buyer's situation. Okay, of course, again, you cannot work with every buyer situation out there, but you try to be as creative as you can, and without you losing money in a deal, in structuring a deal. Okay, so you know. With that, if you apply what you have learned from this audiobook, from steps 1 down to step 7, I assure you, you will be able to sell a house very, very quickly. Okay? Because the whole idea here is, once you build your buyer's database, and you know exactly what your buyers are looking for, then you just look for the right properties for them, but you still market the property extensively, or using extreme marketing, you still market the property by doing a property launch, okay? And then you implement, you know, these powerful closing techniques in order to get the deal closed and put money in your pocket very, very quickly. So with that, this is your mentor, Trace Rojano, and I hope to see you in the upcoming Think Rich Quick Seminar.